Illegal alien rapist among nearly 2 million known gotaways under Biden. By John Binder on April 3, 2024. Since President Joe Biden took office, nearly 2 million known gotaways have successfully crossed the United States-Mexico border. Among them is an illegal alien convicted of raping a woman in Connecticut in 2016 and deported in 2021 but who crossed the border again, undeterred by Border Patrol. In July 2016, according to Fox 45 News, 40-year-old illegal alien Jose Pavon Fermin of Honduras followed a woman onto a Norwalk, Connecticut, public bus and eventually got off at her stop. The woman said Pavon Fermin lured her into his apartment and then raped her. 2 years after the rape, he was convicted of third-degree sexual assault and first-degree unlawful restraint. Pavon Fermin was ordered to serve 4.5 years of his 10-year prison sentence and, once released from prison, made to register as a sex offender in the U.S. for the rest of his life. In June 2021, after serving his sentence, Pavon Fermin was turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents and deported to his native Honduras. Sometime later, he again successfully illegally crossed the U.S.-Mexico border and traveled back to Norwalk. In January 2023, Pavon Fermin was arrested in Norwalk for disturbing the peace but instead of being turned over to ICE agents, he was released from police custody. Despite a requirement to register as a sex offender, Pavon Fermin had not. After being on the run in the U.S. for over a year, Pavon Fermin was captured by law enforcement in Lynchburg, Virginia, after being featured on Maryland's Most Wanted. This week, a federal grand jury in New Haven, Connecticut, indicted Pavon Fermin on charges of illegally re-entering the U.S. after being deported and failing to register as a sex offender. Pavon Fermin faces up to 30 years in federal prison. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.